Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Harry and Meghan Markle are reportedly seeking a 12-month extension to the Megxit deal, which would allow them to continue as non-working royals in California. The Sun reports the Duke and Duchess of Sussex plan to meet with senior royals over Zoom in January prior to a proposed visit by Harry. The current arrangement, which allows them to hold on to their royal patronages, is set to expire on March 31st. The Sun also reports Harry and Meghan are looking to return to the UK for the Queen's 95th birthday in April, for Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh's 100th birthday in June, and for the unveiling of a statue of Princess Diana on what would have been her 60th birthday in July. Calvin Robinson, a senior fellow at think tank Policy Exchange, argued on Sky News that our fellow podcasters, Harry and Meghan, must now be considered political. They're copywriting their new podcast deal with Spotify, Archwell Audio. They're looking to make a podcast on racial injustice, gender equality, environmental stewardship, youth employment, as well as mental health and commentary on topics of current and general interest. To me, tells me that we've got two of the most privileged individuals in the world looking to lecture the rest of us on how we should be living our lives. I find it frankly hilarious. At this point, we can no longer say that these two people are no longer political. They need to fully renounce their royal titles. There may be even more audio to come from Harry and Meghan via the Express. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex filed documents with the US Patent and Trademark Office to protect Archwell Audio. Documents filed on behalf of Archwell Audio mentioned downloadable podcasts, audio programs, and audio books, all in the field of current and topical events, education, science, literature, racial justice, gender equity, environmental stewardship, youth empowerment, health, mental health, and commentary on topics of current and general interest. The papers also mentioned live stage performances, audiobooks, and CDs. Royal watchers were reading between the lines as they enjoyed the Queen's Christmas speech, with the Mirror saying the Queen paid silent tribute to granddaughter-in-law Kate. While Her Majesty focused on the coronavirus pandemic, video clips which played as she spoke paid homage to the work of senior royals throughout 2020. And one initiative led by Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, featured prominently throughout, reports the Express. Kate's Hold Still Photography Contest, in collaboration with the National Portrait Gallery, aimed to capture and document the spirit, hopes, fears, and feelings of the nation during the coronavirus pandemic. The royal watchers noticed that, for the second year in a row, there was no mention of Harry nor Meghan. But no matter, as Harry and Meghan remain the most talked about royals on social media. Bizarre.com reports they have Twitter data showing more than 20 million tweets were made about the British royal family this year. The rankings: number 1, Meghan; 2, Prince Harry; 3, Queen Elizabeth; 4, Diana, Princess of Wales; followed by Prince Charles, Prince Andrew, Prince William, Kate Middleton, Prince Philip, and at number 10, Princess Charlotte. And there you have it. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.